But when your piece slots in to this puzzle, that unity does give rise to a beautiful work of art, whatever it may be. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Rhys Brown from the Cohere Collective, and today we are focusing on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. This is an offered focus or intention, but of course, if there's something else you are working on or would like to call into today's session, please do so. To get us started today, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse this shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and slowly begin to deepen your breath. As this breath deepens, come in to the present moment. Become aware of your body. Where is your body being supported? Perhaps by your feet, the floor beneath them, a chair beneath you, or your bed beneath you. And how can you drop into this support just a little bit more? Let the breath be a tool to support this support, to allow this dropping both into your body, into the support, but also into the present moment. Over the course of the next few minutes, I want you to give yourself permission to just be. No matter what happened before this, or what needs to happen after, or what maybe just does happen after, these few moments are for you. There's nothing you need to do except breathe. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep expanding, expanding. Fill up your belly like a balloon. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone across space and time that is joining us, that is part of this support, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to come back to a comfortable pattern. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Happy Monday, everyone. How are you doing today? I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, please call back to mind our theme of the self of well-being and anything else that you may have included as a part of your focus today. That happened really quickly. Our card today is the Ten of Pentacles. This card shows a figure sitting in a town square with a few other people and some cutie little dogs, and the 10 pentacles kind of floating in the air all around in a grid-like pattern. And actually, now that I'm looking at the pentacles, it's almost... The pattern almost reminds me of the Tree of Life in Jewish mysticism. So that's interesting. Do with that thought what you will. But the 10 of Pentacles is traditionally thought of as this idea of how we care for our family. And when I talk about family, I am deeply of the belief that all family is chosen. Even your blood family, you choose them. I was blessed and eternally lucky to have parents that are not just blood family, but that I have actively chosen to be my family. And that's what I mean, that yes, there are family members that are blood, but they don't have to be your family. We choose everyone. The blood relation sometimes just makes that choice a bit more complicated, a bit more difficult. So in this Ten of Pentacles card, it is about celebrating your success, celebrating your personal achievements by uplifting those in your community, in your family, the people you love most in the world and that love you and likely helped you reach whatever abundance, success, achievement, end goal this represents. This is a reminder that who we are, our selfhood, even though it is a selfhood, is not just about the self. It is also deeply about who we come from, where we come from, and the people that we want to give back to. But also in a more metaphysical sense, we are only aware that there is a self because there are beings and entities and energies that are not our self, right? In order to have identification as a subject, we must understand that there are objects in the world. You are one piece of the puzzle, which we wouldn't know if this puzzle wasn't chopped up into a bunch of different pieces, that was just one beautiful painting. But when your piece slots in to this puzzle, that unity does give rise to a beautiful photo, a beautiful work of art, whatever it may be. You are both just a self and more than a self. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. I think that that both helps us identify why it's important to have a certain relationship to our ego, right? Of course, when we think of ego, there's a lot of these ideas around like, oh, well, I don't want to be too egocentric, but an ego is necessary in that that's how we live in the world. That's how we process things. It's how we process experiences. You need to have an identity. But at the same time, ego death is important in realizing the non-duality nature of reality. It is both and holding this tension and then taking whatever blessings come from that or whatever path you walk and bringing that back to the painting with the piece of your puzzle. This is the puzzle piece sliding back home into the piece, the space that it was meant to occupy. To move into our mantra today, inspired by this theme of self and well-being, as well as our card, the Ten of Pentacles, our mantra is going to be, I am exactly where I need to be. Whatever that looks like, and whether it feels like you're on the beginning of the journey or towards the end or somewhere confusingly in the middle or about to start a new one, you are exactly where you need to be. And that is helping make the overall gestalt nature of this painting even more beautiful. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I am exactly where I need to be. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I am exactly where I need to be. I like that one. For a practice today, do something with someone in your family to celebrate this, and maybe start a conversation about these things, right? About the way that you can celebrate this work together. And I think when we think about a lot of this work, at least maybe this is a projection, it's just me that falls victim to it, but when I think about my growth and self-development and spiritual development and all of these things, it always feels so personal, and like I don't want to burden anyone else with it. It's like, oh, that's what my therapist is for, right? But also there are so many beautiful lessons to be learned from these people that we have chosen to be in our corners and that have actively chosen to continue to show up in our corners. So maybe share what this culmination is to you and let that be a little mini celebration, whether you bake some cookies together or go out for a drink or watch your favorite movie or something with this person as a way to kind of commemorate a coming together. Let it be this moment of connection and celebration of you in your community and how that uplifts your community too, your family too. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed this ritual. If you did, please share it with someone else that you think would also enjoy it. Share it with your family, whatever the word family means to you. And tag the person that or people that you want to connect with in your family in the comments down below. Use that as your practice, as a bit of practice today too. Let me know who those people are and let them know who they are too. Again, thank you so much for being here with me today, and I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, leave us a like, a 5-star rating, or a review. These are all the very best ways to let me know what you enjoy seeing, right? When you like it, it helps me know what the collective is moving towards. And also it helps nudge the algorithm and spread the word and help other people have access to this as well. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.